USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump on the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee this year.
The man can't speak.
At a town hall event in Wisconsin yesterday, President Trump also blaming Democrat Joe Biden and Democrats overall for the violence across the nation, citing in particular problems in Baltimore, Chicago, Oakland, and Detroit.
In all cases, it's Democrats. They're Democrat run, in all cases. And Joe Biden would have that be the whole country.
That town hall was recorded in the afternoon and aired on the Fox News Channel last night. The U.S. Justice Department is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to kill the Affordable Care Act once and for all. The court's to hear arguments in the Obamacare case in the next term. It's not clear if that will happen before the November election, though. Costco free samples are back, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A bill to make the nation's capital a state comes up for a vote in the U.S. House today. Washington, D.C. has no voting representation in Congress. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer saying the rights of Americans who live in the nation's capital are being violated every day. More than 700,000 people call D.C. home. It's always been a political issue because most of those residents of the district have historically voted Democrat. AAA says there will be a downturn in the number of people traveling this summer because of the virus, but it doesn't mean Americans won't be traveling between July and September. They say most people will be driving to destinations.
We've seen about 97%, which is a bit higher than what we typically would see, will be doing so by car, sort of bringing back the Great American Road Trip.
That's AAA Mid-Atlantic's Regina Ali, and this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
President Donald Trump's family is now going to court to try to block the publication of his niece's book. Ted Poutros, the lawyer for Trump's niece, Mary Trump, said President Trump and his siblings are seeking to suppress a book that will discuss matters of utmost public importance. The family's legal action was first reported by the New York Times, who said Mary Trump and her brother, Fred Trump III, were involved in a messy court fight over their grandfather's estate in 2000. Mary and Fred's father, Fred Trump Jr., had died in 1984, and they said they had been shortchanged in his will, thanks to the Trump family. The court fight included allegations that Donald Trump and his two surviving siblings cut off all family medical coverage for Mary and her brother, who was married and had a young child with a neurological disorder. The dispute was settled in a confidential agreement, which the president said includes a very powerful non-disclosure agreement. Grammy-winning country group The Dixie Chicks have dropped the word Dixie from their name and are now going just by The Chicks. The band's social media accounts and website were changed to include the new name for the band. The Chicks, who are releasing their first new album in 14 years, now also released a new video for their song called March March, which features videos and images from the recent Black Lives Matter rallies. The move follows the decision by the country group Lady Antebellum to change its name to Lady A after acknowledging the word's association to slavery. A statement on the Chicks website says, "We'd like to continue to meet this movement." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.